Blog Talk Radio.
If you're familiar with Nick Fuentes, you probably already know that he's a white supremacist, an anti-Semite, a misogynist. He's actually on the no-fly list. A lot of bad stuff. You might think that there is nothing big still to be revealed, but in a recent appearance on a right-wing podcast on The Blaze, they found one more thing. Take a look at this.
You also promote like the way of interacting with women, and I go, have you been in a relationship with a woman?
No.
So how are you telling other people how to behave towards women when you yourself have not had any actual physical, you know, interaction with them in a romantic capacity? Or, in fact, in any capacity, if you are looking to some other regimes around the world that do think that women are half the value of a man, I have to question what kind of a person who's had no experience with women is in a position to you know, basically promote these ideas.
Well, I'm having an experience with a woman right now, and I've had lots of experiences with women in my life, not romantically per se, but you know, I've talked to enough women, I've been in, you know, I've known enough women to know sort of what's going on.
Just laugh through it, buddy. No relationships of any kind. Good follow-up questions from Sydney Watson, the host there. The second I saw this video, I thought, Cenk is going to get a kick out of this.
Yeah, so I am indeed. First of all, let's just have fun, okay? How many times did we tell you? These are all like these incel clowns, these right wings, anti-Semitic, racist clowns. They can't get laid. That's the number one source of their frustration. And when I say that, they're going to be even more mad. But guys, you're not like, you think you're so special and you have some special problem. No, we all couldn't get laid when we were younger. But we didn't go weirdo and be like, oh, yeah, then I hate black people. What?
Women shouldn't have rights.
Right?
No, that's not the solution to your problem. And you're not helping yourself, by the way.
Yes, that's not going to help at all. Yeah. Okay, it's not. But my favorite part was like, have you ever been in a relationship with a woman? No. Indeed.
Well, do you give him credit for admitting it so readily?
That's interesting.
He could have just lied.
Yeah, that's interesting. He probably didn't think to lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if he's told his other incel fascist buddies that he couldn't get laid, and they were like, oh, high five, I couldn't either, right? And
yeah,
et cetera,
maybe
right?
It's already been out there somewhere.
Yeah, and guys, it's not like we're the paragons of masculinity and we're talking down to them like, oh, let me tell you guys something about women, okay?
Kind of.
No, but what we're saying is, you schmucks, being hateful towards women does not help your cause, right? And so it definitely hurts your cause. And looking like a clown, going out there like, you know the real why I can't get laid? The Jews.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
If you say so, brother. If you say so.
Yeah, and there is, as I said on the show this morning, there's absolutely nothing wrong with not having relationship experience, either because you're not interested in it or because you haven't been able to. But you also shouldn't then use that as like the launching off point for a nationwide campaign of saying that women literally shouldn't be allowed to vote. Okay, that makes you the bad guy. Not having a relationship doesn't make you a bad guy. You might get empathy if that's something that you want. But when you're openly anti-Semitic, as he was in that, by the way, I watched a good portion of that interview, just openly anti-Semitic, not just misogynistic and all that, but also anti-Semitic. And you saw him there, he was talking about, we'll get to a little bit more on the Taliban, but why don't we move to sort of a follow-up about how supposedly alpha he is if he wanted to be in terms of relationships.
We could go back to people that have been in relationships. Like a perfect example is like the pickup artists. You know, have you ever noticed the pickup artists who have the most relationships with women and the most sex, what they say is that really with women, it's the same bag of tricks to seduce a woman or whatever. And I think that kind of tells you something about the nature of women, that, you know, you go from woman to woman and it's the same kind of like little tricks, little things you could say or whatever to kind of hack them and whatever. And I think that kind of says it all about their nature. So,
what does it say about our nature, Nick?
Well, it says that, you know, they're not fully rational. I don't believe that, like men, they possess a sort of full rationality. I think that...
Rationality towards what, specifically?
Well, rationality just entirely, generally? Sort of objective. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they're capable of that. I think that, you know, a male has a real impersonal sense of rationality and reason. I think that a female sense is far more personal, and you know, that derives from the fact that women are made to bear children.
Jesus. Okay, so if he wanted to, super simple, every woman can be seduced in the same way. Whereas, obviously, we all know every man is a different puzzle, interlocking pieces. You can never figure out one or two easy ways to get a guy interested in you. It's so stupid. I don't know, Nick, maybe I'm biased by the fact that I've been involved in actual relationships and think that women are actually different and complex in the same way that guys are. But what would I know? I'm only married. I mean, she's not fully rational. He's fully rational, even though he doesn't understand that not only she is thinking about how little interest she would ever have in a guy like him, but literally any woman stupid enough to be watching this podcast is thinking, I never want to be anywhere near this guy or anyone who believes the things that he does. But he thinks he's nailing it. He's got that creepy grin on his face the entire time, and it might start to remind you of the Joker from the movie The Joker. And it reminded him of it too, because he refers to himself as the Joker from that movie, The Joker, in that interview. He thought that was an aspirational thing to be.
he's looking for a vat of acid to fall into. Okay, so guys, there's so many hilarious things here. So first off, he's like, women are easily hacked. Like, you could seduce them really easy. Then why haven't you?
Prove it.
No. But it's an actual literal question. Why haven't you? If it's so easy, are you not interested? And I'm okay with that. Everybody's okay with that. But I would imagine that his own followers would ask him, hey, Nick, if it's so easy to trick these simple-minded women, are you not interested? Or can you not even manage to do the bare minimum to hack into these simple women's minds, right? Yeah. So because you haven't, that's empirical. You said it, right? So that's an interesting question as to why he's chosen not to do it, right? If you believe anything he say, of course we don't believe that. He can't do it if his life depended on it. He went to this life of misery and failure after he probably tried to talk to women and was humiliated over and over again, and he couldn't manage it if his life depended on it. John made probably the best point, though. Like, oh, guys are really complicated. Like, show us one attractive woman. We're like, boy, it's so hard to hack into a guy's mind.
Oh God, she's cracked my code. No.
And he's like, now look, you have to understand that the women are not rational. That's why I know the Jews run everything. Oh, that seems really rational. And you know, he's appealing to like the worst nature of people in America. And so there's the old anti-Semitic tropes about, oh, the Jews control the media. Like, oh, I'm not successful in media. That's because the Jews control the media. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of money. That's because the Jews control the money, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not good at bagels. That's because the Jews make the bagels, right?
That's stereotype?
I'm kidding around. Ben and I joke about it. Oh. Okay. So in this case, though, he goes one extra step beyond our joke about the bagels, right? He's like, oh, yeah, I'd be great with women, but the Jews control the women. You're the rational one.
Yeah.
The Jews control the women. I don't know how much is insane anti-Semitism, how deep it runs, right?
Yeah.
And so, by the way, don't give the Blaze credit. So we're showing you a pushback she had on one question and like a tiny bit of an eye roll on another question, but she didn't actually in the podcast say anything against that comment. And I have more because Kate listened to almost the whole thing.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, much of my commentary this morning was trying to get through to her about how little interest literally any guy in her movement has in her contributions. Because she's trying over and over to get through to this guy and convince him, like, I'm for men's rights and all that. Like, why do you have to push women to the corner? And he pushes her into the corner. And all of the other guys in the room push her into the corner. And I don't understand it. The reason that I wanted to make sure that we talked about this, though, was he is the most explicit in these things. He literally says, I wish we lived under the Taliban for women in terms of rights. He thinks Saudi Arabia is a little bit too brutal, but the Taliban in Afghanistan, that's good. Women shouldn't be allowed to vote. He went off about how Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman made a special that's so Jewish. It bothered him. He didn't like it. So he's lost his mind. So he's more explicit about it. But how much of a gap is there on these questions between him and Tucker Carlson at this point? Like, you sit them down to have a conversation about immigration. How much do you think they're really going to disagree? Tucker Carlson has done multiple full shows about how it's literally embarrassing to the country that we have pregnant female soldiers. He'll go off to the same incel audience that Nick Fuentes does. Now, Nick Fuentes is openly a white supremacist, so he's on the fringe. But Tucker Carlson is on Fox News. He's considered more reputable. They're appealing to the same interests. They understand the same people. And so I want to make clear to people that while he's a little bit more obvious about it, I think that Tucker Carlson, in the same way that he has integrated lessons from people like Alex Jones, I think he gets all of these more fringe people, and he's just putting it on primetime.
No, what Tucker's doing is he's harvesting from white supremacists and conspiracy theorists, and then taking tiny bit of the edge off and putting it on TV,
sure.
Right? They say, oh, these brown people are going to replace us white people. And Tucker says the immigrants are going to replace us. Mm-hmm. And he takes out the brown and the white, but it's the same exact thought.
Same message, yeah.
We broke down recently how he's taking the same exact Alex Jones message on conspiracy theories about false flags. And he's just taking a shade off of it on the edges, right? So, and on the Taliban message that Fuentes has, this white supremacist, Taliban's not so bad. We showed you a segment where Tucker did almost the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. He's like, he talked about how the Taliban were at least still manly, right? And they didn't believe in toxic masculinity. And so did a segment praising the Taliban to no end. So it is the same exact idea.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, the Blaze, it's just the thing was despicable. So they let him run on and on about how women are insufferable and
naggy, shrill.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not just women. He thinks not only should women not be allowed to work, but retail workers should not be allowed to work
to vote.
Okay. Why? Like, what? Because you're so much more brilliant than someone who works at Walmart or at the Gap. You're one of the dumbest people in the country, and you're sitting there insulting all those Americans. Oh, the retail workers are too stupid to vote. You insufferable.
It's disgusting.
You want to talk about insufferable. All right. And then he also said non-property owners should not be allowed to vote because you know that you're not rich enough, and so that's apparently the standard. And he said, I'm the sort of real inheritor to the legacy of the great geniuses and philosophers. If you say so, you're also the great ladies man who's never had a lady. So you have a lot of credibility there. And finally, like, I just want to give you a sense of the host, too. Elijah Schaefer, who you didn't see in those clips, was also part of the podcast for The Blaze. And he said, quote, people are very ugly today. Women have gotten very fat, and they've lost a lot of their attractiveness. So they're not... Most of that podcast was not disagreeing with him. It was agreeing with him. So the Blaze brings on a white supremacist, and outside of one little tiny thing, they're like, attaboy, tell us about how stupid women are and how the poor are the worst and people who work in retail are scum. By the way, they're the populace.
Yep.
Populace, yeah. They don't give a...
Maria, welcome to the show, everybody. You know, that we had to do this show tonight because, and it's going to be a celebrity note, it's going to be a really short show for tonight. But so first and foremost, let me just say happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's out there. So happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody that's listening. Also, I have to say, this guy, this Nick, what's his name, Fuentes, we're going to talk about him in just a minute, and I'm going to let Paula really discuss this guy, because the one thing Nick does is he goes after a lot of females, and he talks about them, and he talks about the Jews, and he talks about blacks, and he talks about all this shit, and he goes on and on. This guy is a piece of work. He really is. He really bothers me when I think about this. But what's really interesting is that he's a white nationalist, right? That's what he is. Anybody out there that knows this, you know, these white nationalist people, man, they're the kind of weird when it comes to this. And they're very much prejudiced. They believe in white supremacy. They believe that whites should be the superior race. So we know that. I mean, we've had a white nationalist on this show. And when he called in, do you remember when he called in? He talked about his wife and talked about how she listens to what he says and how he has control. And then he went in about the blacks and this and slavery and blah, blah, blah. This guy is exactly the same as this other dude right here, you know? And the sickening part of it is that this is what America is turning into. Not all Americans, but majority of America is turning into this guy. And, of course, Donald Trump has embraced himself around this guy. And so it does, you know, we already knew that Donald Trump was a racist bigot, right? We already knew that. But the thing is that he's embracing this guy, and now it is like it's on steroids, racism on steroids around Donald Trump and around his new buddy, you know? So it kind of is scary in a sense. I got to be honest with you. It really bothers me to think that this is where America is going, where we're headed in this direction. And the Republican Party is the one who are at blame for this. The Republicans are the ones who did this. They are all about, you know, this whole thing of, you know, we should, you know, support, you know, white supremacy. We should support fascism. You know, this is what the Republican Party has turned into, is white supremacy all the way and fascism. And that's what they're boasting about. Donald Trump and party, Lindsey Graham, all of them, you know, they're all about this new type of Republican Party. It's really scary. So, you know, I have to say that something happened I wanted to bring up. So I was talking to a Republican, and for you guys out there that don't know this, I used to be a Republican myself. So I was talking to somebody else who was a Republican. And we were discussing Donald Trump. Now, I got to be honest with you. It really, you know, I could tell off the bat this person didn't know what the hell they were talking about, for one, because, you know, when they started talking about Donald Trump, they talked about, you know, how Joe Biden, President Joe Biden is, you know, going to jail. He's going to be impeached. He's going to be removed from office. This is what this guy's talking about. And I'm thinking, are you fucking serious? So what did he do? He said, well, we got Congress now. We got Congress. We're Republicans. We got Congress. So they're going to investigate Joe Biden, and they're going to have him removed, impeached. That's what he said. And then the best part was he talked about the Colorado shooting and, you know, this whole shoot, you know, at Walmart, and he was talking about the Q Club, the Club Q shooting, and then And I'm going to let Paula bring this up, too, on the show about the father. I'll let her discuss that here. Some interesting information about the father with this whole thing with the Q shooting, the Q Club. And but anyway, so this guy brought up the point that, you know, guns are important in America. We got to have guns. We got to use our guns to fight off other people with guns. So his whole point was, is that you got to have a gun, got to have a gun. By the way, when they beat up the shooter of the Q Club, did you know they didn't even use, I mean, they used the butt of a gun or whatever, but they did not shoot the guy. They didn't have to use a handgun or any gun to take the motherfucker down. They did it with their hands. They beat the shit out of the motherfucker. But that's what I'm trying to say. You don't have to have a gun. But the Republican Party is all about fucking guns. They are so hung up on guns. I don't get it, man. I really don't get it. Now, I believe in carrying a gun to protect your family, keeping it in your house, you know, but walking around with it on your side hip thinking you're fucking some cowboy that we're stuck back in the cowboy days, you just got to get over that shit. You got to move on, folks. You really got to move on. So I found something I wanted to show you or let you hear, and this is the funniest thing. So the Republican Party loves their guns so much that there is a PSA about the Republicans, and it was from Family Guy with Seth MacFarlane. If you remember Seth MacFarlane, he's awesome, man. Anyway, this is a fucking hilarious PSA. You got to listen to this. Listen to this very carefully. This is the Republican Party's version of what you do for gun safety. And this is the truth. If you listen to this, it's everything that they're saying in this PSA is fucking true about the Republicans. Take a listen.
Peter, some of the guys from the club are going hunting tomorrow.
Well, count me in.
Hunting? I thought you were going to play hockey with Chris.
Well, you can bring him along.
Oh, no, it's too dangerous.
Lois, the National Gun Association is all about safety, especially when it comes to kids. Take a look at our new video.
Let's face it, your kids are going to get into your guns. That's a fact. Gun accidents can be avoided by introducing your children to guns as early as possible.
Hi, I'm Petey the Pistol. Say, do you ever get lonely?
Yes.
Me too. Hold me. If you squeeze me, I make bad people go away.
But wait a minute. I thought guns were bad.
False.
Guns are good. In fact, did you know that Jesus and Moses used guns to conquer the Romans? So remember, guns don't kill people. Dangerous minorities do. Warning, guns are extremely dangerous. Do not purchase, own, clean, operate, or be near guns at any time.
See, Lois, they're responsible.
Oh, my God. That, is that not the Republicans' PSA for their guns? I mean, everything that's in that whole thing is really true about the Republicans and how they perceive guns, right? I mean, obviously, that's what they believe. I mean, oh, my God. Anyway, I was just laughing my ass off when I heard that. I had to share it with you because when this person brought up this point about guns, I wanted you to hear it. So there you go. All right, let's do this. We're going to bring Paul in. Let me play a theme song here.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, You might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight.
Ah, yes. What's up, Miss Paula Alexander? How you doing, sweet?
Hey, I could be better. I've got something going on. But anyway, that's beside the point. You know, I was thinking, luck be the lady tonight. I was thinking, luck be with anybody who challenges me. He's more like it.
Hey, that's the damn, that's the truth. Oh, my God, that's funny.
So how was your Thanksgiving? What'd you do?
Yeah, we went to her mom's and visited, and you know, it wasn't bad. We had a good time and we had fun, and so we went there,
food.
And then we went to her. Yeah, we had good food. We had the basics, turkey there, and yams, and corn, and you know, mashed potatoes, stuff like that. Then we went to her uncle's and. Same thing. I had turkey, yams, green beans, you name it. They had it. And I just ate the ham when I got to her uncle's, because I like turkey, but I don't like to eat a lot of turkey. I mean, a little bit's fine, but I'd rather eat the ham than the turkey.
Well, my MAGA friends took me to Golden Corral, the buffet. And I had turkey and ham and yams and dressing and cranberry sauce.
Mm.
And I ate the whole ham, but I'm like you. I couldn't eat all my turkey. I had a little bit of it, but you know. So we almost got into it.
Did you?
Yeah, we almost, and then, you know, we had already made the rule we don't talk about politics or religion. I was talking about when I was telling them that when Bush was in office that, you know, I was working a job making $7.50 an hour, and that because Bush was in office, I couldn't get food stamps. So I had to, like, really, really tighten my budget for food for home and work, you know, my work lunches. And the first thing out of her mouth, and I love her to death. She is so sweet to me. She's kind to me. I mean, they paid for my meal. And it was over... For the three of us, it was over $73.
Wow.
So, yeah. So they paid for my mouth. But anyway, first thing out of her mouth was, I bet they gave it to all the illegal immigrants. The food stamps.
What?
And I had to look away. I had to bite my lip, and then I realized that I was rolling my eyes and that they could see me rolling my eyes.
Not like you're on Facebook or Twitter, they can actually see you.
Right. And then she jumped in and said, let's not talk about politics or religion. And so I changed the subject. We changed the subject. But yeah, it was all I could do to keep from saying you know, illegal immigrants aren't illegal. They actually have to, you know, they have to come to the border, talk to the border agents, fill out documentation, give their phone numbers and addresses where they'll be, and if they don't, and be vetted. And if they're, that's legal. That's not illegal.
Oh, yeah.
That's legal. So anyway, it's all I could do to keep from going into all that, and it wouldn't have mattered anyway. So, you know, it's a good thing I just kept my mouth shut.
True.
So,
yeah,
anyway,
that's true.
That's what I did. So isn't Nick Fuentes a piece of work?
Yeah, he's an interesting character there.
He's only 24 years old.
Oh, my
and
God.
And yet he has one of the biggest MAGA mouths that's not a politician. You know, he's actually worse than some of the others because of his racist,
his views,
homophobic, you know, anti-woman, misogynistic ideals about women and people because of what he says about women. Some people have said, he's announced before that he's a virgin. So, some people have said, well, he's probably a closet gay.
That's what my thoughts are. That's what I was thinking. He's probably a closet gay. I mean, oh, my God.
He's probably a MAGA dude that's a closet gay. He's had his, in 2020, right after, in February of 2020, right after the insurrection, YouTube shut down his channel. He can't be on YouTube anymore. His account is still banned, even though Elon Musk is letting all these people back in. I checked a little while ago. His account is still banned on Twitter. He's banned on Facebook. That's how bad this guy is. All the, you know, major social media companies banned him. That's how bad he is. How he gets his word out to the public, I don't know. He must have his own site, his own .com, if you will.
Right.
So, yeah, he's awful. He's awful. He thinks that he speaks at these like indoor rallies for white national groups. And it was earlier this year that Marjorie Taylor Greene showed up and spoke at one of them. And so,
really?
You know, Twitter went after her. And, well, actually, the reporters standing outside the stage, ready to interview the people that came off the stage or onto the stage, grabbed her as soon as she came off the stage and asked her, why are you speaking at a white nationalist rally? Why are you speaking here?
What did what'd she say? I mean, that's kind of interesting that she would be at a white nationalist group.
Right.
A rally.
She said, why? I didn't know. I can't remember the name of it. There's a name for these people. And she said, didn't know they were white nationalists. Give me a fucking break. Yes, she did.
She knew.
Yeah. She knew. It was her, her way of getting her face in front of a
and
stage.
And she supports that shit?
What? What now?
I mean, it's fucked up. She goes to these places like that and speaks and shows support when these people are belittling people like her because she's a female.
Right, right, right.
Dumb
bitch. Well, you know, that's how, yeah, that's how stupid she is. That's how stupid. You know, Nick Fuentes has now said women don't belong in politics. You know. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a congresswoman from Georgia. She's in politics. So.
And she got up and spoke. What a dumbass.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So,
And I was listening to him speak. He spoke about those audios you sent me. I watched those videos. And there's the one, man, like he's talking about white power and whites are getting tired of being bullied by black people, being bullied by the blacks. That's what he said.
Right. And yet he calls himself a Christian.
Ugh.
He calls himself a Christian. So, you know, you can tell him that Jesus was a brown Jewish man. He's anti-Semite too, by the way, people. He's anti-Jewish. And calls himself a Christian. Well, Jesus was a Jew. And yet he still calls himself a Christian. I mean, this guy is a piece of work. You know, I don't know how he got to where he is, except for the fact that with Trump in office, all the white supremacists came out of their caves.
And
he was one of them that had a bigger voice than other people. So, especially people follow him, especially people in the South. You know.
Well, I'm surprised that he's going to pop out there one day and somebody's going to probably take his ass out. I mean, you know what I mean? Because, you know, who he reminds me of is George Wallace.
Yeah.
That's what he reminds me of.
And in case nobody knows who George Wallace is, he was the governor of, was it Georgia or Alabama?
Yeah, I think it was Georgia. I want to say Georgia.
I think it was too. Yeah. Yeah. He's the one. He's the one that had police in the 60s had blacks beaten in the streets by police just for marching. And
yeah.
The rest of them died because of him. And I believe I'm trying to think who was in office at the president's time. I'm thinking it was Kennedy.
Was he killed too, wasn't he? Didn't somebody kill his ass?
I don't know. I don't know that. I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
I thought he was, he was killed because of his racist views.
Yeah, he was a racist. He was the epitome. If you want to follow a real hardcore racist, he was your guy.
He was the governor of Alabama, actually. I just looked him up. So yeah, he's definitely
okay.
Alabama.
Okay.
I thought it was Georgia as well, but he was yeah, man, this
well,
motherfucker.
He was a bad guy. He was a bad man. Yeah.
Oh my God, he was
and
a
of course,
fucking.
Alabama.
He was on the Democratic thing.
What do you
Andy
mean?
Andy Wallace said that he planned to vote for Republican Bob Dole in 1996 presidential convention. I'm just reading some of the stuff.
Yeah. Bob Dole was my senator when I lived in Kansas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's, you know, these racist pigs that they are.
You know, you were talking about how you talked to your Republican friend and how they were going to go after Biden. Did you ask him what for? Because, you know, this is a stupidity of these idiots. They say they're going to go after Biden and Mayorkas. And Dr. Fauci, well, the thing is that it has to be proven that they broke federal laws. They have not broken any federal laws. You know, just because the Republicans are saying, well, you know, he's left the border open. Well, first of all, he hasn't. Second of all, that's not a reason to be impeached. You can't impeach a president for that.
Right.
It's not against federal laws. And by the way, for anybody, all you MAGA idiots out there listening, actually, besides separating children from their parents at the border, the Biden administration is actually following the guidelines of the Trump administration, except for that. So there's that in your face.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, George Wallace was shot. He got shot five times by Arthur Bremer, who shot George Wallace. He was sentenced to, he was 63 years old, and he's in the Maryland prison for shooting Wallace and three bystanders in Wisconsin. After 35 years of incarceration, Bremer was released from prison in November 9th, 2007.
Was he a black guy?
No, he's white. No, yeah, he was a black guy. He shot him because he was, you know, Wallace was pushing his racist agendas. And And Wallace's party affiliation was Democratic.
You know what? I look at him as a hero. He was a freaking hero.
I'm thinking
to
myself, they may think that he was on the Democratic ticket, but I can tell you this, that guy was definitely more Republican than anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Because of him, I believe, if I remember right, John Kennedy had to send in the National Guard.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that. I remember reading about it, studying it.
Because they were beating, arresting, and killing blacks just for marching, for civil rights. That's really awful. So, okay, what do we want to talk about next? We want to talk about the Q shooter?
Yeah, let's talk about the Q shooter.
It, okay.
You want to talk about his dad, or the dad and everything.
Well, first of all, I don't know if you've seen pictures of the shooter, but he is black and blue. He is black and blue and beat to a pulp, and when he appeared in court, he had to be in a wheelchair because of his injuries from our hero, Richard Fierro, beating the crap out of him. He's also 6'7". Did you know that? He is a big... He's 6'7". Richard Fierro said he was like 6'3", and said he was bigger than me. And then I read another article that said that the shooter was 6'7". He's a big guy. Raise him much? But he did some. And about 20 years ago or so, his dad got involved in the porn industry. He was a porn star.
Wow.
And through the porn industry, he started doing crystal meth. He got into it and was so hardcore that they brought him on a show called, I don't know if you remember this show, it was called Intervention. And in the interview with him, he admitted he was on the brink of death because of meth. And it saved his life going on the show. But you realize, well, that you're watching him being interviewed, that he has, like, got weird, awkward movements to having a condition called tardic let me see if I can pronounce it properly. Tardic shit. Hang on. If I can look it up. Okay. Tardive dyskinesia. And I know what that is because my doctor thought I might have had it, but I don't. It's where you take some sort of medication or drug so much that it affects the brain, where it causes movements, body movements, similar to Parkinson's. And that's what, he has that now because of all the meth he's done. And so he admitted during the interview, he's also a teacher of mixed martial arts. And he taught his son to be violent. Saying that you are not going to win an argument unless you use the most aggressive thing possible. So he taught him.
So he's part, he pretty much primed him.
Yes. Yes. Like somebody said on my post, I posted it, somebody said, then his dad needs to be responsible, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I agree.
Like that other shooter? You know, like that other shooter that his parents bought him guns? I think it was the kid that shot up the grocery store and killed 10 black people.
Oh, yes. Trying to remember what that who that was. Couldn't remember.
His parents were arrested for that too. Because they were the ones that bought him the guns. And so this guy, I can't remember his name. By the way, the shooter changed his name. I can't remember what year it was. I think it was 2012. I think his mother signed for it because he was embarrassed about his dad. That his dad had been in the porn industry and been a meth addict. So they don't have the same name, the same last name. The dad's last name is Brink. The son changed his name to try and separate himself from his dad. So that kind of shows just how fucked up this kid is. That everything he's gone through, I'm not defending him in the least. The complete opposite. I'm just saying, can you imagine how fucked up in the head he is? His mother had been arrested several times. I forget over what. I think she stole something.
Oh, wow.
I can't. So both his parents have been... He came from fucked up parents. And you know, the dad during the interview, this is one of the biggest things that came out of the interview, for the fact that his dad was a porn actor, is that his dad goes, I found out he was in a gay bar. And when I found out he was in a gay bar, my first thought was, is he gay? And then he goes, phew, because we don't do gay.
He wasn't concerned about him having a gun, more worried about being gay.
He was more concerned about his son being gay than he was about the five people his son killed.
Oh, jeez. That's kind of scary.
It's sick.
That's fucked up.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And that's why his son's fucked up. Honestly, the guy's definitely got a few screws missing, you know what I mean? And he was primed to be like that.
Right. So, you know, the kid was, and on top of that, I think he has a mental condition. I'm thinking it's like I'm thinking he's bipolar on top of it. So, you know.
He looks like he might have a mental, I mean, just looking at him, you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
He looks a little off, I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, man. When they showed his picture, they showed his headshot from the side.
Uh-huh.
The back of his head is flat.
Oh my God, flat.
It's flat.
What the fuck? Wonder why it's flat. That means that he must have had some kind of trauma or something there. I mean, like, you know, like was born funky. Which could be that he has brain issues.
Right. Well, you know, at first I thought, well, maybe that's what Richard Fierro did to him. But you didn't see any blood or cuts on the back of his head. You only saw it around his neck, his cheeks, his forehead, his eyes. So the flathead was not from being beat. So, yeah, there was something, you know, who knows what happened. Maybe he was born this way, you know. Or maybe his, don't tell him with his parents who they are. They may have beat him before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I guarantee you probably beat him before. I'm sure he was a beaten person.
Right. So he had some really bad mental problems and emotional, psychological problems that, you know, probably led him to what he did at the gay nightclub. And you know, the thing is that his dad is very anti-gay. And, you know, he shoved that down his throat. And so, you know, you kind of can see why he went to kill people at a gay nightclub.
Yeah. And that makes absolute sense right there. That makes absolute, yeah. I mean, that because of what he was going through. So, you know, it's kind of fucked up in a sense, honestly.
Yeah, it's really
kind of
sad for him.
Feel bad for the guy, actually, you know.
I mean, you feel bad and you don't feel bad at the same time. Because, you know, I replied back to somebody who said, well, he had mental issues and blah, 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 and went on and on about what these people need to be helped, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I replied back and I go, look, I have mental issues. But it doesn't make me a racist. He had a choice to make.
That's true. He did. He chose the path that he chose, and he's fucked up. I mean, that's why he's in those situations.
Right. Right.
Unfortunately.
Right. Right.
That's terrible.
So, you know, he came from a really bad background with his parents and his mental issues and, you know, so,
man.
I mean, I was just going to say, you know, you could feel bad for him as far as the fact that he did not get help before he did this stupid thing. But you can't feel bad for him that he made the conscious choice to walk in that club and start shooting.
It's you know, you got to feel, and again, like I said, that even those people, I mean, I'm surprised. What I'm really happy for is that they fought back and they took the guy out. You know, they beat his ass up without using a handgun. You know, as the Republicans always want to say that everybody has to have a gun
right.
in order to shoot another person, but you don't have to do that.
Well, I saw somebody, I thought this was great. I saw a meme that said something like, you know, like Uvalde, there were almost 400 police officers with guns. And this one guy got away and beat him with his own gun, but he didn't shoot him. So one guy with his fist did more than almost 400 police officers. Or 400 good guys with guns couldn't do in Uvalde, which was a good point.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then there was that, the whole thing with that Walmart shooting. That was pretty fucked up,
right.
too, that whole situation.
Right. Right. I mean, I've been fired before, you know. That guy did not like the fact that his he was like a some sort of supervisor, and they changed his job. You know, all the Walmarts are changing their positions around. And he didn't like it. And he went into the store. He was supposed to go in for a meeting in the break room. And that's where he, instead of just going for the meeting, he showed up with a gun and started shooting.
Yeah.
And then he killed himself right there in the break room after shooting all those people.
I know. And I was looking at the thing where they had like the youngest person was like 16 years old.
Yeah. One kid was 16 years old. That's really, really, really sad. I mean, just in time for Thanksgiving.
It kind of blows. What bothers me is that all these damn gun violence is going on. And,
I said
all these gun violences. You know, there's gun violence everywhere.
Right.
And, they say we don't have a problem, but we do.
The United States of America has the largest amount of mass shootings of any country in the world. That's a fact, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's a problem. And yet the Republicans refuse to do anything about it. And they don't realize that Democrats own guns, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we do that. I mean, we all have guns, all of us, you know. It's not like we don't say, oh, they should get rid of them. But, you know, I don't think somebody needs all these fucking assault weapons. But, you know, what's funny is that I was sitting there thinking, when the guy bought the gun in Walmart, I'm thinking, did he buy it in Walmart?
I know. I thought the Walmart stopped selling guns.
I did too, but it's hard to tell because that state there where this happened at is pretty fucked up. Matter of fact, they don't have a waiting list. Did you know that? They don't have, most states you have to have like a 14-day period, right? Well, that state doesn't have that. As a matter of fact, you can walk in. Yeah, there was a news station went in and bought a handgun and walked out 30 minutes later with that gun.
That's ridiculous.
Now, that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, I think Arkansas is the same way. I'm pretty sure Arkansas is the same way.
I mean, I don't mind that somebody can have a handgun or whatever, but there should be some implications that you get checked out first to make sure you ain't a fucking felon or somebody. It's just, you shouldn't be holding, somebody has a mental issue or any of that shit.
Yeah.
You should be holding a gun.
Yeah. Somebody been in a mental hospital. Been arrested for taken to the mental hospital. Nobody like that should be able to buy a gun, period. And then on top of everything else, the Republicans voted against. They've not even voted against inflation, gun control, abortion, all those things. But but they also voted against veterans. They voted against veterans, but they also voted against giving money for people with mental health problems, which would solve a lot of problems. That would solve a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah. It would. It would actually help out a lot, and it would, like you said, but why won't they? You know, I don't understand why they don't want to. Well, they don't want to pass it because they all have their hands in the pockets of the NRA. So,
right, or the Heritage Foundation. So, are we getting closer to the end?
Yeah, we're actually we got like 4 minutes left. So, I was going to tell you if you would like to close up the show. Let's end this show.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for everybody for listening. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for letting us, you know, give you the facts, whether you like it or not. You know, we're not Fox News. We are reality people. We actually go with the facts. So thank you for listening. We appreciate you. I guess we'll see you on Sunday, right?
Yep, Sunday it is.
Okay. Take care, everybody. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving here in America. Assalamu alaikum. May peace be with you. Good night, everybody.
There you have it right there. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. As Paula said, we'll see you Sunday. We'll be on at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 10 o'clock p.m. Paula's time. So join us right here on the show this Sunday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We hope that you will join us. Until then, God bless you. God bless America. God bless our troops. And have a great night, everybody.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I feel love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you my life to be.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. Just face the music, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. The choice between the two of you, I would take the
seasick crocodile. Oh,
unwashed socks, and your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three best words I would use to describe you are as follows, and I quote,
stink!